my team is gone. Which team am I training? The international. So good, they're gone. So I don't have a chance to prepare like he prepares. The doctor is gone, the NDC coach is gone, my physio is gone. There's nobody in Santos. I'm left with Coach Manova and we are looking at each other.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the weekend special. After the international break, which saw Bafana Bafana earn a victory over Mali, club soccer is back with the Telkom knockout. In today's show, we hear from the coaches, including Keitano Tembo, as SuperSport United prepare to face Baroka FC. Coach Rulani speaks ahead of Pirates' clash against Stellenbosch FC, and Sundowns coach Pitso Mosimane discusses his tough schedule, which includes a match against AmaZulu in the TKO. Let's get right into it as anticipation for the tournament heats up. I'm your host, Lou Paho, and this is Sokala Duma Radio. We start with Highlands Park coach Owen Dagama, who discusses midfielder Motobi Mbala's call-up to the national team.
Toby came back and shared his experiences. He was so excited, you know, to rub shoulders with some of the other great players in Bafana. And he's learned a lot. He's learned to understand what it's like being there. And maybe just the introduction, being part of the team, has really helped him grow as a player in a very short space of time. It's just his attitude has just gone to another level.
He then briefly discusses Bafana Bafana coach Molefe Ntseki's bright start to life as manager.
I've always advocated for a South African coach, and I'm very happy for Molefe. He was the coach of the under-17 team, part of the under-20 team. He was part of the national under-23 team when I was there. So he's walked the mile. He's got the experience, and he's also been part of Stuart Baxter, Bafana Bafana. So I think I'm very, very happy for him that he got such a very good result. And we just hope for the best and we wish him all the luck.
We then got word from SuperSport United coach Keitano Tembo, who revealed what winning the Telkom knockout would mean to him.
To do a lot in terms of my confidence, in terms of my progress. But at the same time, I think it's also important to always think about the players, think about the team. My success also depends on the people around me. So I always try and make sure that I focus on that, because I'm stronger with them. Yeah, they make me stronger. What's around me makes me stronger.
He also gave his thoughts on the SuperSport players receiving international call-ups and how that impacts their schedule.
If it's a FIFA calendar, FIFA day, we're obliged to release the players. And I think we also we're talking behind the scenes, especially with the under-23s, because their tournament falls in and out of the FIFA calendar. So we need to try and reach a compromise, because we also have about four games before they play their first competition game in Egypt. So we will try and find a solution, because I think it's key. It should be a win-win situation for both sides. And we are also playing very important games during that time. At the same time, those players are also very key for us. They are main players, as much as they are young, but they're already regulars and they're key to us.
Then Orlando Pirates coach Rulani Mokoena discussed Justin Shonga's struggles with breaking into the first team despite his good form.
Shonga is a very important player for us. He offers us a different dynamic, but at the same time, he knows that as much as he's important, he's also got a lot of other important strikers around him that he's got to compete with. And Justin Shonga did extremely well for Zambia against Benin. Took the two goals very, very well. It's not like there were penalties or set plays, but we sat down with him also to analyze his performance and to check. But he's in a good space at the moment, and he's competing for his place. And at the moment, Mabasa has got the nod, and he patiently has to wait for his turn. And when he gets it, he's got to grab it with both hands and not look back.
He then addressed the Buccaneers' struggles in defense as compared to their attack.
We've gone into that. We've analyzed the goals we conceded. We went from the beginning of the season, and we've tried to to really, really dig deep into the issues and not just scratch the surface. We try and find as much information as possible to try to rectify some of the problems. We are also looking at the positives because we've also scored a lot of goals, and we want to keep that side. We want to keep our attacking prowess and make sure that we don't lose that. But having said that, we've worked on our defensive forms and our defensive structure, and we've tried to make sure that we improve on those things.
Of course, with a new tournament starting, he spoke about Pirates' long trophy drought.
I need air to breathe. Pirates need trophies. And we know about our drought. It started before me, and it will continue, even if it's not with me. You know? So it's not about me, it's about the club. The most important thing is for us to serve the club and make sure that we do our utmost best to stop the drought, because the club of Orlando Pirates is magnificent. It's a club that deserves to be winning trophies week in, week out, season in, season out, and competing for championships and trophies. And that is the responsibility that comes with being at Orlando Pirates. I don't need the trophies. The club needs the trophies, and that's the most important thing. When you're at Pirates, you're there to serve, and ours is just to serve and make sure that we do the best that we can. We were once known as the happy people, and we'd like to be known as the happy people once again.
And lastly, he turned the attention on himself, acknowledging his rough start to life as coach.
You humble yourself and you make sure that you do not put yourself above the club, because the club has been in existence since 1937. I was not even a thought at that time. So as much as I don't like to think about myself, I understand that the journey that I've taken, and I'm very fortunate, I consider myself very fortunate. And the expectation was that I ran my race, and I start to run my race with smaller clubs, but God had a different plan. And God made me and put me in a situation where I start running my race at a prestigious club like this. And I've got to be grateful and be humbled to the management of the club for giving me this opportunity. But at the same time, that comes with a huge responsibility. And it's like being put in the gold mine. But if you know process, you talk about platinum, you talk about gold, you talk about diamonds. They've all got to go through the process of heat, being cut, and pressure. And if you want to become a person of value, if you want to become a person of credibility, you've got to withstand heat. You've got to be prepared to be cut. And you've got to be prepared to go through the pressure, because you know what the outcome is most likely to be.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey Sokala Duma listeners, the Sokala Duma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokala Duma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data, and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them.
Coach Pitso Mosimane showed Rulani Mokoena respect for his composure under pressure, especially during Pirates' tough spell this season.
Listen to this wonderful coach, so matured, so experienced, as if he's been long in the hot seat. Sometimes it's humbling for me just looking at the quality that comes out of Coach Rulani. And I can say the same thing that comes out of Coach Caetano. And then I can always say that we haven't made so many mistakes in life working with, we can call the so-called students, and when they come out with flying colors, and for me that shows good relationships that I chose before, and I feel very good when I see this coming out, because for us to build a nation, you've got to build other people, you've got to support them. And when they come out and do better than the way you have done, it's another story. So those are things that makes me to sleep well. And I can say the little bit of contribution that we had in football, this is how I see the little contribution that I had in football. And I think Chomosono can talk the same thing about me. And Ted Dimitri can say the same thing about me. And maybe Carlos Paera can say the same thing about me. So it's a generation, very good.
He then discusses how he handles the pressure of his job at Sundowns.
You don't choose that. It's your life. It's your story. It's the way it is. You respond. You always respond. You can't plan and say, this is how I'm going to do it. This is the plan. This is the balance that I will have. No, this thing turns around differently
I can tell you the biggest turnaround is 27th against US Mariners, yes, 27th December. So you can just count the days between 27th and before 27th of December. It's either I'm on transit with my boys, they're waiting for another flight to connect. You remember, we don't have a private jet that is standing here that takes us to all these games on the 25th. So you can say, you know that, Njabulo, that 2 days before, where we should be if you want to win the Champions League. So that's a different curveball that we have here. Hence, I'm saying we run a different program than any other club. That's the way it is. So you're forever adjusting and planning before you can talk about how do you balance. There's no balance. Waiting for the day I'll be playing golf to come.
Since the last time he spoke, we saw the CAF Champions League group stage draw, and Coach Pito broke down how Sundowns can come out on top.
Yeah, the last time I went to Algiers to play Rashma, Kaitan was still playing, I think. We lost 1-0 in Algiers, but those wounds are gone. Rashma is transformed, and not by the stories of their work and what their challenges, until CAF confirms that the story doesn't happen. So when you play USMA, you're playing Al Ahly, you're playing Wydad, you're playing Esperance. So we've been in that space, we've played those clubs. So we know the kind of mood, we know the lasers, we know the mentality, we know the hostility. The last time we were in Algeria, we nearly didn't finish the match. And we were taken out of the pitch by police, but fortunately the match got finished with the Satif. If you don't like the flares, if you don't like the resistance that they liked, if you don't like the noise, if you don't like to hear 10 drums beating at the same time, the referee under pressure, under stress, players on the referee's face, giving the referee an uptime, decisions might go against you, not because the referee is cheating, no, because of the pressure and the stress. So you need to understand that I'm not going to see the player on the other side, because when they're light of stress, you don't see on the other side. The referee can see, it's closer. The players can see the game. We don't see. And that's not happening in PSL. I hear the skylight. I mean, you see everything. So that's the difference, you know. And there's no players going to referee spaces and pushing and fighting. There's nothing like that. Here we have a nice, good league that is really managed well. We have never been to Angola. The team always wins the league, always in Champions League. Last year or year before last, one of the Angolan teams reached the semi-finals. I don't know if it's the same team as the other one, because they always sound the same, like Petro Athletic, with the same names. But one of those two reached the semi-finals. Our competitors and our family members, that you got tired of doing that match. And this time it's CASA. So let's see if we can bring CASA, because they always take us to Rabat. Probably CASA will be there. But we are improving there. We always lose 1-0, 1-0. This time we lost 2-1. At least we scored in Morocco. We failed to score only one goal here, just to go to the final. So they're not comfortable with us, because 1-0, sometimes it has to turn around. You know, so that's the way it is, Masnazi. And in the last 8, you know you're going to find a Mazembe or whatever. If you finish top of your group, you're going to avoid Mazembe, you're going to avoid Wydad, you're going to avoid Esperance, who are conquering the continent, and you're going to avoid Al Ahly. So probably you get one of the twos, the second team that is on the group, if you finish top of your group. So it's important to finish top of your group to avoid that. Last year we said, we should have finished top of the group to avoid playing Al Ahly, but there's a different story in the quarterfinals with Al Ahly. So the boys know it, we know the problem, we know it, how it will, we've seen this, we know how it will go, we know how it will end, it's how we perform. Win away, win home, try and win once away, try and win once. The worst you can do away, out of the 3 games, at least get 1 point, and win home, you should be outside the group, that's enough.
Ahead of the Telkom Knockouts opening round, he gave his thoughts on their opponent, AmaZulus.
Yeah, good coach. Yeah, 10 Polokwane City around. And you can see with those teams that he played, didn't do that bad. He got some results amongst them. And they beat Cape Town City. Then you know that The coach is working hard on the problem. He doesn't have to do anything. He waits for Saturday to play the game. Players are fresh. I don't know when was the last time they played. You know when was the last time I played. Yeah, the goalkeeper is doing well. They have tempo. They have the big boy. They have playing his left center back. They have Shaba playing the midfield, one of the important players for them. Karuru is on form. Ogunduli is a top scorer. Shabia had a nice combination, had a good game again with Bongi. I mean, what a wonderful goal they scored against Cape Town City. Martin is there, but this is the Ghanaian boy in the midfield. He's there to grind it. Fullbacks overlapping all the time. Bongi always sets on in the flesh, always when he plays against us, he scores, comes back and binds us, like Kama and Castro were beating us last week. So it's a normal procedure that we expect. And we know that the cup games sometimes don't rise to the case as we're supposed to. I mean, I think last year we lost to Baroka, I think, if I'm not mistaken. The Beatles fell 2-0. They killed us, you know. So, you know, the cups are always a problem for us at Sundowns. But because we run a different program, we want to win the Champions League, we want to win the league as a priority, but we want to win at least one of the cups for our supporters and for our players.
Pito then gave his thoughts on the quality of his team and why he is left helpless during international breaks.
The way it is, the problem, injuries, internationals, when there's internationals, it's a problem at us at Sundowns because all the players are gone. Rulano was speaking that it's a break for him at internationals to train the team. My team is gone. Which team am I training at internationals? So they're gone. So I don't have a chance to prepare like he prepares. So we're running a different program. So that's it. The doctor is gone with under-23s. I've got two trainers. KB is with Bafana. The second trainer, Spoo, is with the under-23s, with David Motwane. The MDC coach is gone. My physio is gone. There's nobody. Safa takes the whole Mabel Islam. There's nobody in Sundowns. I'm left with Coach Manova and we are looking at each other. Coach Wendell is the goalkeeper coach of the under-23. And then I said, Manova, what are you going to do? We've got 12 players, 10 players. Can we go play golf maybe? You know? So that's the life. So it's totally different from anybody else. It's totally different. Chiefs can have Kama, can have everybody. They are not there. Tapelo, Shishi, they are not there. So it's a different problem. But I can't complain because I think we've got broad shoulders to carry this thing. And if you want to complain, don't be there. To be honest, I don't want not to play top 8. And I don't want, we want players in the international level. We want Keegan to go to Europe, Bungane Zungu to go there. Where do they find them? They must play for Bafana. They must also play in the Champions League. You don't sell any player to play against Real Madrid. He doesn't play Champions League. It doesn't mean the local league. You can sell that somewhere there. Okay. If he wants to go and play in Bernabeu, it's a tough program and it's a difficult program. And our objective is to make sure that those boys reach their full potential. So that's the program. I don't know. I asked if you have time for me.
And that's all for the weekend special for today. Remember to pick up the latest edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only 4 Rand. Also, check our social media pages. After the big Chiefs match against Cape Town City FC, we'll be asking for your voice note reactions for Monday's show. And we'll also do the same for Pirates and Sundowns matches. Hoping for plenty of goals and maybe some cup upsets, but mostly pure entertainment. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic weekend. Sokola Duma.